crank it up and piss off the neighbors. You got your radio locked on to the hottest station.
Yeah, it's your boy ST to the YNG, RAY, Stingray. Chilling with my chick, Pretty B. LBT Radio for life, let's go.
I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Yeah, I'm different. And if you say, put your ones in the ass. If you say, put your ones in the ass. If you say, put your ones in the ass.
This is a DJ, Soulco
Exclusive. Like this, I'm big, like you just don't care, yeah. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. If you say, put your ones in the air.
Okay, everything changed when your boy got saved. Do this thing for the king instead of trying to get fame. Used to trying to find a girl like 24-7. Now I'm trying to ensure that I'ma make it into heaven, I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm trying to save lives, that's my mission. I be going hard in the paint, Scottie Pippen. I said,
I be going hard in the paint, Scottie Pippen.
It's Christ up and I hope you know it for goodness sake. And if you don't, then stop. Let me hit the brakes. Just know that Jesus Christ loves you and that's for sure. He changed my life, I'm brand new, my past is such a blur. I'm not stuck in my old ways, I'm standing out. My life is such a testimony, I live what I'm talking about. And if you stay true, then put your hands up. Put some childish days aside, it's time to man up.
Yeah! It's your boy Lil John, getting it crunk with DJ SoCo. It's time to get this party extra crunk. Put your hands up, make some noise, DJ, let's go!
Yo, what's good, y'all? This the boy Grits from the GMG camp, you know what I'm saying? And whether I'm in town or out of town, always tune in to show love.
Some happens since the last time you say me. Some happens since the last time you say me. Some happens since the last time you say me. I got saved and became a child of the king. Child of the king. Child of the king. I got saved and became a child of the king. Child of the king. Child of the king. I got saved and became a child of the king. Christ died on the cross, so my sin gone. And I'm too happy like I got a new phone. Like a snapback, boy, I'm about to put him on. No chains, I'm free, no draw zone. Let my face hang like my dreads do. Got them haters looking stained like boo-boo. You a jack boy, you a dope boy. Now I'm a new soul running in a race, boy. Still a rider by mine, no decoy. Now I'm on the block preaching to them D-boys. Stay on my knees, hooker. Boy, I need God like a hooker. Something happened since the last time you seen me. Something happened since the last time you seen me. Something happened since the last time you seen me. I got saved and became a child of the king. Child of the king. Child of the king. I got saved and became a child of the king. Child of the king. Child of the king. I got saved and became a child of the king.
I grew up in the church my whole life. But up until yesterday, I didn't know Christ. I went every Sunday after the nightclub. When I found God, I know I found true love. Girl after girl thought it made me a man until I read about Moses' journey to the promised land. Now I'm sold out, can't hold out. Jesus showed up and he showed out. Old friends looking at me saying, what, how? Something changed, got a suit and a pure smile. I don't know Steve, he used to be wild. He was once lost and now he's found.
Something happened since the last time you seen me. Something happened since the last time you seen me. Something happened since the last time you seen me. I got saved and became a child of the king. Child of the king. Child of the king. I got saved and became a child of the king. Child of the king. Child of the king. I got saved and became a child of the king. Something happened since the last time you seen me. Something happened since the last time you seen me. Something happened since the last time you seen me. I got saved and became a child of the king. Child of the king. Child of the king. I got saved and became a child of the king. Child of the king. Child of the king. I got saved and became a child of the king.
Remix. Official exclusive. Manic Monday. Shout out to that beautiful Tweety B. This your boy DJ SoCo. Bring you that remix, aka that refix to 2 Chainz. I'm different. Shout out to Mike T. MVP. And the big homie Sleep Walker. Cheer. Yeah.
We out here.
All right. Listen up. This Young Nine from Team Rock with me. Forget about Twitter for a minute. I got a new tweet for you. And I'm talking about Tweety B, Manic Mondays from 8 to 10. Tune in. Pam. Swag.
All right, you guys. We are here for another episode of Manic Monday Gospel. And it is a nasty, nasty night around this area. We have some terrible, terrible weather going on. A lot of lightning, and, you know, we had some big hail earlier today. So we're going to do the best we can with the show. We always have problems with the board when it's storming, and that's just how it is when you're doing things online. But we're going to try to give you the best show that we can. And I wanted to say something here just a minute, because I don't want people to get things mixed up, and I don't want people to be confused about Tweety B and who I am and what I stand for. I went over to my Twitter today, and I was checking around some things, you know, on my followers or whatnot, and I had noticed that a few people that I had on my Manic Monday Gospel is no longer following me, which is cool. I have no problem with the follows or anything like that, but my main thing is this. You come to the show, you get your promo, you do your free interview, you get your song played on the radio, and it's cool to follow. And then after all of that is done, you unfollow me. It's kind of like a disrespect to me. And I really don't care if you're a gospel artist, if you're a regular indie artist, whoever you are. If I'm doing something like this for you and I don't have to, I think the least you could do is follow. I mean, regardless of whatever you think of me, whatever type of person, if you on your holy horse and you done got up there and you want to ride and point the finger at me and judge me, then you go ahead and do that. But I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do, and that's what you should be focusing on as well, and we're going to get through this together. So now that that is out of the way, and I was going to say it regardless of what anybody thinks about it, because I am who I am. And we're going to get into some more music here and come back in just a minute and get ready to get into an interview tonight. And we have a new guest that's coming on, and I'm excited to have him over here. King David the Vessel has some really, really good music, and I want to get into it tonight, but this was something that I was going to say and had to be said, and it is what it is. So we're going to get into this music right now, and you guys hang on tight for more Manic Monday Gospel.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Day, I saw a homeless man walking down the street. He had a bag in his hand. I offered a ride and help any way I can. Before I left, I put some money in his hand. I went to the dollar store a few days ago. The cashier, he was 40 years old. He said, "Excuse me, sir, you look successful." I said, "Why is that?" He said, "You look respectful." I looked in his eyes, I saw his past. I looked in his soul, and all I saw was glass. He had dreams, but he also had kids. He said he made a move and then went off and did a bid. I told him, "You need to do what's needed. Your future looking hungry, all you gotta do is feed it." He said, "What you suggest I do?" I said, "You doing it, I see the need."
I'm feeling like a million.
Jay Reed represents with my boy DJ Soko. I'm out of Atlanta here representing Jesus Christ, and I'm definitely down with the sold out mixtape. You should be too. You not, you lose.
The other day I saw a kid in a wheelchair. He looked me in my eyes and told me life is still fair, because he said that he is grateful he can breathe there. He also loving girls running their hands through his hair. I went to the food joint a few days ago. The waiter, he was 50 years old. He said, "Excuse me, sir, you look successful." I said, "Why is that?" "Because you seem grateful."
He once had dreams, he's up in age now. He has two sons, a mortgage that he pays now. A previous divorce pushed them dreams to the left. He's working two jobs, it's hard to make it for himself. He said, I do what's needed, your future looking bright, all you gotta do is beat it. I said, what you suggest I do? He said, whatever, don't fail, I see the million.
I'm waiting like a million, I walk in, I see a million, I won't stop till I get a million,
yeah.
I wake up feeling like a million.
Back in the house for more Manic Monday, and we got some callers here. on the line. I'm going to bring the God Heru in here with me. How you doing tonight, sir?
Oh, I'm doing all right, man. Recuperating from this little brief flu.
Yeah, I know. It's terrible. You sound terrible, too.
Yeah, I'm doing a little bit better, though, so you know I'm here.
Well, we got Ice Mike in the house with us, too. Hey, Ice Mike, what's going on?
What's going on, man? Tweety B.
Well, I feel like I want to have a lightweight panel discussion about this. I'm lightweight heated about this. Because, you know, I'm with anybody that's really about their music and their craft. I'm for you when it comes to that. I don't really care what kind of music it is. If you really serious about the craft and you want to, I want to see you excel. And if you really serious about it, I want to help you get there. But I'm not going to be having these people come on here and use me. Y'all got the game twisted because Sweetie B is a real nice and sweet person and all of that. But at the same time, I am a human being that has feelings. And I feel like everybody needs to take that into consideration before coming on to my show, because I'm really going to start blasting y'all and embarrassing y'all just as well as I can help lift you up. I can tear you down, too.
So well, it's not really embarrassing them, because what people don't feel to realize, us as radio hosts, DJs, we all talk. We all link up together. We all listen to each other's shows. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? Because I'm listening to your show because whoever that did that to you, I know not to let them on my show. So now they just close another door, and I'm going to tell my other folks not to mess with this artist. So they're not doing nothing but blacklisting themselves. So they would
exactly.
That's just letting us know ahead of time. That's letting us know. So we won't waste our time and our energy on fake people when we can have real positive people that's really serious about it. That's not blast them. Put them out there so we don't have to mess with them. I mean, if I'm your homeboy, you see me in the club with a booger in my nose, let me know I got a booger in my nose. Don't let me walk around like that.
Exactly right. What you think about that, hey, Rube?
I mean, it's like people amateur users, you know what I'm saying? And when I say amateur users, I mean they don't understand that the word use is not that type of word. It's like, man, if I need you now, they act like they ain't never going to put out no more music. And so they ain't going to never need to come back to the show and promote nothing else. You know what
right.
I mean? They on a person following list, you know what I mean? Like, it's a sad thing, man, but you know that's how it is, man. People think they can jump on and off. I mean, you know, it's like the person that run through the bridge, through the town with his tail on fire, burning all the bridges and houses behind him. It's like you ain't got to slide back through there. So that's on them, man. You know, they want to burn a bridge, let them burn a bridge. When they need to come back through, you know, you'll get that tweet.
It really pissed me off. It just put me in the mood because, for one, I know they wasn't getting the promotion that if I was a promotion company that they would be getting. And for two, you unfollowed me for what reason? And I've been nothing but good to you.
I mean,
like that type of stuff I don't get.
If you're speaking on Christian people, I mean, it's like a lot of people not secure in their Christianity. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Jesus hung around with hookers and thieves and crooks and tax collectors, you know what I'm saying? And he didn't feel that he was no less of a man of God. So therefore, it's like, man, if a person feel like I came on here during your Christian week, your month, and now that you're doing this regular secular music, I can't be involved with you. I mean, it's kind of crazy. I mean, but it's quite hypocritical because they don't have a problem being put on the Billboard top charts in the Christianity, where Billboard is also promoting like secular music as well. So it's like, you know, people that's insecure like that is insecure like that. So, I mean, it's like I look at it like, don't look at it negative, man. Look at it as a plus, man. One less. You know what I'm saying? One
well,
less.
I'm not being negative, but I was not going to not say nothing about it because people don't know what I really be going through trying to do a show in the first place, first off. That's the first thing. And then if they did know what I was going through to try to do a show, I would feel they would probably feel me a whole lot better than what they're feeling me right now if they don't. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's all good.
we got much love, though, in Montgomery yesterday, the Live by Tans Network. Now, I had the panel, you know, they had the music summit there, and they had the panel. They asked me to sit on the panel with all the other heavyweight radio DJs there. And they were like, man, you in that radio, man, that's like, you know, that's a lot of artists right there. And they were like, y'all don't understand. And then their radio is going to blow up. And these internet right. radio DJs, they're doing this just for the love of it right now. We're getting paid. And he said, they, even in the main industries, the major radio companies are downsizing. A lot of those DJs are losing their jobs. So, you know what I'm saying?
Y'all better outsource get on these
internet. Yeah.
They
outsource. So
it's what they actually what they actually doing is they actually taking internet shows and syndicating them and putting them on nation.
Yep.
That's what they're doing. They're
looking at who got the most following.
Exactly.
You ain't got a certain amount of following
on
your show.
I
don't want you.
Yeah, exactly. They syndicate, man. And so it's like people got to be careful, man. I mean, it's like you never know who you. That's that old saying always ring back. You never know who you're passing on the way to where you're going, man. You might need them on your way back. You know what I'm saying? Because
yeah. they're good Samaritan in the Bible, right?
Man, for real.
They tell that story all the time. You just never know who that Samaritan is.
Yeah. And then, for one, I don't like when people put on the judgment coat, because I can sit to be a fly on your wall and figure out what's wrong with you if I sat down all day and did that. You know what I mean? But I got other things to do than worry about what kind of person you are. I'm trying to be the kind of person I need to be. So I just, I really felt a certain type of way about it. Well, you think you better than me or something? You know, I really felt a certain type of way. And I really don't get, like, that's why I don't go to the buildings, to the meetings, because people pass judgment on you without knowing your relationship. Lord, walk with Christ for that matter.
Man,
so it's just an issue with me.
Is that still the hail coming down, or somebody got something going on?
I think that's Ice Mike over there.
That me, my bad.
Ice Mike over there making a, he over there making a drink or something.
Hey, look, my bad. And it's just raining outside, so I'm in the kitchen listening to Mac Monday show, you know what I'm saying? That's what I do.
Yeah, no, hey, you
I mean,
know what?
Cooking, you know?
Same thing. I went over there to her.
Balls and put in a cup.
Yeah, you probably got some of that hail over there, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, no, but I mean, I feel you though, man. I don't like fake people myself, man. You know what I'm saying? And that go for anything, man. I mean, if you don't got confidence in who you are as a person, regardless of what your field is, man, then you know what I'm saying? You don't know how to take a stand on anything. So you know what I'm saying? You worry about what people gonna think or how it's gonna appear if you following this person. And you know
right,
they got Manic Monday coming up on your little tweet line, and it ain't talking about no Christian stuff. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like, I mean, you don't need to preach to the Christians; they already Christians.
Exactly.
You know what I mean, it's like it's crazy.
Point.
It's like the pastor turning around, you know what I'm saying, and giving his whole sermon to the choir. They already part of the church, man. They all been baptized and saved, or they wouldn't be in the choir. You know what I mean?
I mean, it's crazy.
It is what it is, though, man. I mean, like I said, man, you know, you done gave the haters, man. You know what I'm saying? The insecure people too much airtime as it is, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I did. But it had to be said. It was something that, you know me, I'm not gonna hold my tongue, period, when it comes to something that offends me. And I had to speak on it because I felt it was necessary. I'm waiting on King David to get here tonight. He's going to be coming in around 9 or so, and we're going to play some because we got so many submissions for gospel music, so it is ridiculous. So I'm going to get into a little bit of that right now. I'm going to play this, I know, but I hope I'm saying this right, Lamarack. And we're going to play it right now, and you guys hang on tight for more gospel music.
Lamarck.
I'm on that solid foundation. They be working my patience. I suspend it like I'm in it, cause the Christ is so gracious. Gave me kiss, I embrace it. Like I'm hugging my mama, being led by that Holy Spirit. Sipping on living water. I got that new wine off in my cup. Tipping that, but I'm never stuck. Matter of fact, I be proactive. He healed my scars like proactive. We bout that, and we never acting. Lighten up the world with a bunch of magic. In these streets like Lil Reef, but with God's word, yeah, we preaching heat. Shout out to my naysayers. I'm in the game, and they play a hate. And they numb the pain like no vacation. game, but my God heals and I'm unashamed.
Wait. Back me up.
Man, shout out to my naysayers. I'm in the game and they play it hating. They numb the pain like Novocaine. Needed more than some
Derek Blue.
Christ said he take care of you. His arms open like bring it in. He loves you, but he hates sin. That's John 3:16 again, but that's timeless. Cause he's out of time. Infinite, never out of time. And I serve him and that's all the time. Yeah, and I don't need no hook on this beat. This is how you start off 2013. And I'll be in the streets and I just try to preach. But all they say to me is, okay, so I keep it moving just like I'm moving. Kick the dust off my feet, be the man that he sees. Blood drip from that tree, and I ain't earned a thing. It all came to me free, I'm going in for his glory. Gotta tell the whole story. They don't wanna hear me, cause they fear that they gonna lose themselves. They don't realize when they find a Christ that they gon' find themselves. This my spirit led flow, all I see is red, so covered in his blood to my toes and from my head. Boy, they try to tell me what I couldn't do. I said, you a lie, my God is true. Whose core will you believe? Whose word will you receive? I need me an atmosphere of faith. Shout out to my daddy, yo. Christ carried my baggage on his back just like a caddy, yo. This is automatic, yo. Hear me rapping fast and slow. Gotta reach my generation. They impatient, persuaded by pretty contradictions. They're hitting the clever diction.
Come on.
But I'ma take all y'all to church.
Amen.
Let Lamar get a verse. You gon' get this word.
Come on, somebody.
You gon' get this gospel. Words of the apostles, the epistles, straight scripture. Painting vivid pictures. Stepping out on faith and deep. I'm trying to be a repeater. I want my shadow to heal. I'm trying to be a repeater.
Well, you should be careful with that because that was for back then.
I know.
Christ is the same yesterday, today, forever. Word of God, through him, it was all made. Read your Bible so we on the same page. And that was Hebrews 13:8. Die for his enemies, take the slave. How much more will he do now that we straight?
Man, Cray, I feel like I murdered that song.
I know.
I mean, I feel like it's the spirit of God.
Oh, I know.
You know?
Oh, I know.
Man, this is not one of those moments where you just say, I know.
I know.
I need some feedback here, man.
I know.
Be just like G.O.D. Be just like G.O.D. Be just like G.O.D. Be just like G.O.D. Be just like G.O.D.
I'ma send this one out right here.
Be just like
G.O.D. Be just like G.O.D. To all the peoples around the world.
Be just like G.O.D. Be just like G.O.D.
The men and the women and the youth.
Be just like G.O.D. Be just like G.O.D.
You know they say you can tell a tree.
Be just like G.O.D.
By the fruit and bear.
Be just like G.O.D.
Come have my seed help me with sugar, baby.
Be just like G.O.D.
Welcome America.
Welcome.
Welcome your Canada.
Welcome.
Welcome Australia.
Welcome.
Welcome your Africa.
Welcome.
We are welcome to paradise. Glory will welcome me. Offer love to your enemies. The modern day Pharisees. Enemies wanna see me slip and fall. That don't appeal to me. Gaining love for my G.O.D. I got love for my D.O.G.s. I am humbled by some of y'all. Jesus above all. Celebration December. God will rise and I'll fall. Setting examples. Jesus setting examples. He's living just like a man, so I live by example. He gave me more than I need, and my life is ample. See, I walk with amble.
Right.
Who for thought? I eat like Hansel and Gretel.
Let's go.
Be just like G.O.D. 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 Be just
speaking about the Holy Father and the Holy Son. Holy Spirit, 3 in 1. He gave us life for Calvary. Yeah. Up in your mind, my Lord made that. Galaxies, the stars, the moon.
Listen, man, he made that.
Alpha and Omega, man. You can't get no better. See, G.O.D., G.O.D. As I be, I'm better. Baby, I'm rapping on my best. And I'm ready for the best. I'm walking like that Jesus Christ. I'm trying to be my best. Ain't no downfall. That's how I rhyme. Getting the word. That's how I vibe. Every day, I live it right.
Jesus Christ, he is the light.
I spend a lot of days in darkness walking through this life. For the rest. Man, I'm trying to live like Christ, baby.
Yeah. Be just like G.O.D.
You know,
be just like G.O.D. Be just like G.O.D.
I'm trying to be like G.O.D.
Be just like G.O.D.
Be
just like G.O.D. Be just like G.O.D.
They wanna know how we living, man. We living by the blood. Jesus Christ is the ultimate sacrifice. We more than living mud. It's only resurrected on the third day. Spread it on the cross. He never flout and never fought a battle. He lost. Now what you know about that?
that great king. Save a gangster, save a fiend. Holla at my homie, save him too. No more sipping lean. So now we're living clean. No more seats to hide. Rome is not a thing. And look for the boat, that's how I ride. I tuck my chin and hit my knees. And in the spirit I pray. It's all a Jesus mother faith. God, get no play. I need a healing hand to bless me. And it's on the real. That's why I wanna be like Christ. Cause he's so for real.
Monday family, what's up? It's your boy Verb with the Monday Sports Report. March Madness kicks off on Thursday. The tournaments are already over. The seasons are set. The brackets are already set. If you ain't got your brackets and did your thing, man, and put them into some kind of pool to make you some money, it's now the time to do that. Go ahead and do your homework. Figure out who is who. But the first season, every bracket is Louisville. They the overall number one pick out the whole tournament. Kansas, Gonzaga, and Indiana. And, it's been a lot being said about the Miami Hurricanes, man. Them boys have been putting it down this season in the ACC. They won the tournament. They also won the regular season in the ACC, and they got a number two seed. And every team, this is the first time in history that a team come out of the ACC and won the regular season and won the tournament wasn't named the number one seed. So they're like, you know, they get some kind of politicking going on. You know what I'm saying? It's a big thing going on in the college game right now because of that. But them boys are looking good, and that's really my pick to come out of this thing on top. So keep your eyes on that, man. And also in NFL free agency, a lot of players have been switching teams because, they got a new cap situation in the NFL. And you can't just go out and spend money like you want to because you got a luxury tax thing that you got to abide by. So a lot of players, even Anquan Boldin, just won a Super Bowl with the Baltimore Ravens. Now he's playing with the San Francisco 49ers and Colin Kaepernick, the team that just played in the Super Bowl. Back in the day, you rarely saw that happen. Also, Mike Wallace changed team. He going from Pittsburgh to Miami. Darnell Ellaby going from the Super Bowl champion Baltimore Ravens to the Miami Dolphins also. And my man, Steven Jackson, is playing with the Atlanta Falcons. On my Atlanta Falcons, it's time to rise up, player, because we're going to do something big next season. I got a feeling that's all we needed. That's all we was missing, and we got that. And also in the NBA, Miami's winning streak is 22 straight games right now. The boys trying to really break records, man. They are a special team, and there's really nothing you can say. You just got to really tip your hat to them. And the boys doing big things. And also in the Eastern Conference, three teams tied for the four spots. There's a lot of jockeying going on for playoff position over there right now. And then also, last but not least, Kobe's out indefinitely with a sprained ankle, and he also came down with the flu. So he's doing bad right now. You know, he's doing real bad, but, you know, the team's still winning. So that's a bright spot of the whole situation. Hopefully Kobe come on back, you know, in time for the playoff and come back doing his thing. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, the NBA is a better product whenever he's in the game. But that's your boy, my Big Verb, Monday Sports Report, Reppin' Red Clay, FMG, Sweetie B, Live by Terrence. Y'all have a good Monday, man. Take care of yourself. Love and have grease. Peace.
Thank you.
gentlemen. Once again, you are tuned in to The Experience Volume 2. And I am MVP. They look at us like we heathens. Skinny jeans, button up, preaching Jesus. Some got dreads, some tattoos, some skateboard. And we bad news? Nah, homie. We here preaching Christ. We are fortunate he got us young in the life. We got that finesse. We reppin' with swag. It ain't about us. We giving honor to our dad. And we the new checks, baby. G's big wins for the new checks, baby. Y'all say this. Say we the new checks, baby. G's big wins for the new checks, baby. Say it. Say we the new checks, baby. Please make way for the new checks, baby. Say we the new checks, baby. Please make way for the new checks, baby. I minister at a lot of churches locally through my city. And every time I'm up there on that stage doing my thing, you got a couple of them old bucks looking at me like, what you know about the gospel? I look back at them like, I know enough. But if they're really serious, I chop it up with them after I'm finished. And the conversation usually goes like this. You see, we pray and we fast. Not the strong or the swift who endure is gonna last. So we in the scriptures, then we on Facebook. Telling everybody what we learned, now our friends hooked. Now our culture is evolving. Edifying folks all because we are involving. Jesus, the Lion of Judah. On fire for the man, but we chill like a cooler. We skateboard, worship in the sea while we ride. Speaking in another language, feeling oh so high. Yeah, and that's that new jack praise. And I will not let tradition come and change our ways. And we the new jacks, baby. G's big wins for the new jacks, baby. Y'all say this. Say we the new jacks, baby. Please make way for the new checks, baby. Say it. Say we the new checks, baby. Please make way for the new checks, baby. Ha. Say we the new checks, baby. Please make way for the new checks, baby. Man, it don't matter how old you are, man. This guy sat behind this microphone, man. I'm only 20 years old. The Lord saved me when I was 17, and I've been going hard with this gospel ever since. So if you feel like you want to pick up a Bible and share some of that word with your friends, man, you do that. All that I can tell you is to be spirit-led. The Lord calls the young because we're strong, and he calls the old because they're wise. This song is not a diss to, you know, older people, y'all authority, man. But all I got to say is if we got that zeal and we got that passion, lead us and guide us in the right direction so we can use it the right way, you know? And, it's one thing I've been wanting to say this whole track, and I hope you guys get this message by the end of the day. But, say we the new jacks, baby. I love that part.
I love that part.
I love that part, too, MVP. That was MVP New Jacks, and you can go over and follow him on Twitter at MVP_strange. We love MVP's music over here. It's really hot for the gospel, and we appreciate him always. Our sports guy called in, too, to support the show tonight. They're experiencing some bad weather right now. They're getting what we had in the beginning, so it's getting bad for them, too. So everybody be praying for everybody to be safe today because the weather is getting bad around these parts. So we have a caller here on the line. I'm going to go ahead and see who this is. Last four digits, 8642. You're live on the air with Tweety B. Who do I have?
And what's going on? What's good? It's your boy, ST to the YNG, A-Y in the building. Stingray, what's good?
Hey, Stingray. What's happening?
All right. What's going on? What's good? What's up, Heyru?
Wait, let me pull him in. You see, I'm over here. I'm Heyru,
hey,
are you there?
What's good? Yeah, I'm here.
What's good? What's going on now? All right. You know,
go ahead,
what's going on with you?
Ice Mike in here, too. Hey, Ice Mike. This is
okay,
Steve.
All right.
Are you there?
What's good, Ice Mike? What's going
on? We're good. I'm here. My bad. I'm still here.
Okay, right, now up? Ice Mike is the DJ that I was telling you about, Ray. He's
okay.
He has like major connections down in Montgomery and Birmingham, like some of the major Alabama parts. So you and him really
okay.
need to link up and get together. Stingray is one of our most favorite artists over here on the grind. So Ice Mike, we got to get some music to you so you can play it on Saturday too.
Hey,
that's
what's up, man.
That's what we're doing, man. Let's link up then. I ain't got a problem with that.
Yeah, for sure, man. For sure. It'd be great to check out, you know, your stuff and, you know, your mixes and what you're doing, man. You know what I mean? No doubt. You know, these, you know what I'm saying, our tweets and, you know, Haru and all them, they fam. So anybody that's rocking with them, you know what I'm saying, I'm riding with them. You know what I'm saying? So.
Hey, that's what we're up then. Let's get it.
Now, what's going on new with Ray? What's happening?
Well, I mean, I'm getting ready to, you know, do the video soon for Fly for Life, and, you know, that's coming along, and I'm working on it, you know, I'm getting a company website together, you know what I'm saying, and whatnot, so that's in motion right now, and just, you know, just continuing to, you know, to push, you know, get it out there, you know what I mean, definitely been getting overall great response, and just, you know, checking in, you know, until, you know, you really, you know, until God turns everything over, man, you know what I mean, it's coming soon, though.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm going to tell you this. It's headed in the right direction because, for one, you had an interview in the Hype magazine, and they don't just interview random people. They interview people that are serious about it. You got to really have your business together when you try to go and get an interview over there. So
yeah,
you
definitely.
Are on the right track to where you need to be. Now, tell everybody how they can follow you on Twitter and how they can find your music or whatnot.
Well, you know, best way to, you know, the greatest way, you know what I'm saying, to support it definitely be iTunes or Amazon.com. I spell Stingray, Stingray, because it stands for Supernatural Techniques, Y, None Grieve Ray. So that's Stingray. If you want to hit me up on Twitter, just hit me up, Stingray, Stingray, Chosen, Chosen. You know what I mean? And, you know, even if you just Google Stingray, you know what I mean, all of that stuff will come up. You know what I mean? And, you know, y'all definitely get at me. You know, check out the, you know, all the music on iTunes, Amazon. If you want a brief, you know, check it out, some of the tracks or whatever, just to listen through, you can hit me on YouTube, and that's RR Stingray 1. You know, so that's, that's about it.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Well, we're looking forward to this video. I can't wait for it to get started and get completed. So I can take a glance at Fly for Life.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And maybe y'all can, you know what I'm saying, if y'all can shoot down, man, it'd be cool to do a cameo, you know what I mean? All of y'all, if y'all could make it, you know?
Right.
You know, when we get ready, I'll let y'all know if y'all can make it down.
And where are we going?
Oh,
where are we going?
You need to. Yeah, right.
No, yeah, it's no. I'm gonna do a video. I'm looking to do a video for Fly for Life soon. You know what I mean? So
where?
So we're in Atlanta, man. Throughout Atlanta, you know what I mean? So,
okay.
You know,
oh,
definitely gonna be a professional
cool.
video.
I thought it was gonna be something we had to
And
play.
My
whole so
stuff in Atlanta, man. I be DJing in Atlanta, so yeah, we can do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all bring whoever, y'all bring whoever down. I'm going to try to see if I can, you know, I might just, you know, just throw a big event, man, and then just have, you know, everybody come down. You know what I mean? And
hey, what are you trying to do here?
You know, I already talked to the, you know, the cat, you know, that's going to shoot it. You know what I'm saying? You know, soon, man, we pretty much, you know, pretty much ready. I mean, like, maybe early April or something like that. You know?
Well, my birthday party is coming up. And
what day?
It's the beginning of May. So I was going to do
okay.
two parties. I'm going to do one in Auburn, and I'm going to do one in Atlanta over there at Gina.
All right.
And this is things that they're doing with the best of both worlds, at New York-Atlanta connection that we've been doing over there. So
yeah.
I know that
would
be something we can link up with on that, too.
Yeah, maybe I could, you know what I'm saying, you know, hold it and, you know, shoot it then, you know what I mean? You know,
yeah,
just having everybody come out to your party. You know what I mean? To the party.
Yeah.
That'd be good. Yeah. Yeah.
How early in May?
The first weekend, that third and fourth,
okay.
that Saturday.
My birthday is the 7th, so I'm going to do it that Saturday, that first Saturday.
Now, is Geno's, now is the place, you know what I'm saying? You know, got, you know what I'm saying? Big enough, is it, you know what I'm saying? Is it on the class tip, you know what I mean? Where, you know what I mean? If we, you know, shooting in there and everything, cause, you know, it's got the space for it and all of that?
Well, it's a nice, classy lounge, you know. It's,
okay.
The upscale is a hookah lounge that, you know, that's connected to the New York Pizza Bar on the side, right down Cheshire Bridge Road.
Is that where we went, Mike? Is that where we went
no.
to the one time?
We went to that was the detachment lounge. That was the detachment lounge we was at that time.
Oh, yeah, that was good. That was a nice place, too.
Yeah, so we're working on a couple other spots in Atlanta, too, so.
All right, yeah, that's what's up. You know what I mean? Like, tweets, get the information, you know what I'm saying? And,
yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
And then, you know, and shoot it to me, and then, you know, we'll link up, Mike, and yeah, we'll make it happen, man. I might just do that, man. That'd probably be cool, you know what I'm saying? So all of y'all, you know, be able to make it down for that event.
Yeah, because I know you want different set. I know you want different pictures in your video or different, you know, scenes in your video. So maybe that could be just one
yeah.
of them, you know?
Yeah,
yeah.
The matter's
big enough
yeah.
in you. You can do more
yeah.
than one.
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm definitely down, man. So we're going to talk about the details on that.
Definitely.
Okay. So, well, thank you so much for calling in and supporting Manic Monday, as always. And, you know, we pushing and promoting for you, too. So just...
No, likewise, man.
Yeah, keep listening, and we got you. And I'm mad about that one song, Tear the Roof Off. I should have been
one?
Mad at that. Tear the Roof Off.
Oh, yeah, wow.
For real.
You know what I mean?
We got a bone to pick with you about that.
Yes,
right.
Man. To me, I was looking at stuff as like, you know what I'm saying? Some
no,
tracks that
man.
I, you know what I mean? It ain't the newest
hot.
Stuff, you know what I'm saying? So,
no,
you know.
I'm telling you, that song.
But see, sometimes
that song.
As an artist,
yeah, that's how
you
I like
sometimes
it.
Sometimes as an artist, man, you know, you always looking. That's the problem with being an artist. When you record something, you already thinking past it. You ready to go to the next track. So you being forgot about tracks, you know what I'm saying? And people be like, it's their first time ever hearing it. But you be like, man, I had that already. You know what I'm saying? Because you move it to the next track. But sometimes
that's
it takes
crazy.
People to tell you, like, slow down, you know, like, we got, let us hold this right here. You know?
Yeah,
but that's
platinum on Reverb,
like,
man.
Yeah, I was like, hey, Ru, he just got this sitting over here on Reverb.
If you didn't go over there and look at it, I would have never mentioned that. I was sending you some of everything else. Like some of the, you know
everything
I mean? So.
Else but that. And that was like my hit. Like, I'm going to be playing that like crazy. Like, I could really feel.
Wow.
Like, you know how I like Fly for Life. It's cool. But when I listen to you do Tear the Roof Off, I can feel you in that track. You know,
Tear the Roof Off is more hip hop. You know what I mean?
That's more hip hop.
But you know how it is nowadays with what's going on in the clubs. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, when you spin in that top 40 or the top 10, you know, it's a certain sound that's going on. You know what I mean? Like, so, you know, that's what it is. But yeah, it's a lot of those tracks, man, that, you know, a lot of people ain't heard yet, you know?
Well, they got to hear them. They got to hear them because they're hot. And
no doubt.
I'm going to play right now. I don't know what I want to get into now. Let's play some of this Swag by Mike Peasy. And you guys hang on tight. We'll be back for more Manic Monday Gospel with our guest here in a little bit. So you guys hang on.
Stay up.
Yeah. Man, you need to get swag.
I got swag.
Man, you need to get swag.
I said I got swag.
Man, you need to get swag.
Look at my clothes and look at the snapback.
I ain't talking about that. Man, you need to get
swag.
Saved with the amazing grip. Saved with the amazing grip. Saved with the amazing swag. You wouldn't make it far if it wasn't for God.
Okay, you know I got swag, so I turn it to the max. And I'm burning up on the beat because I spit flames on every track. Saved with amazing grace on the crew neck. They think I'm going hard now and I ain't done yet. So I go in, even more. Get saved now, homeboy, what you waiting for? Time is of the essence, you ain't even gotta take no more. Just cast your cares on God, cause he's the one that can restore you. Build you up where you've been torn down when the devil tried to hold on tight in order to keep you bound. With your back against the wall and your face to the ground, so your swag mad low. You can get saved now.
Man, you need to get swag. Man, you need to get swag.
I said I got swag.
Man, you need to get swag.
Look at my clothes and look at the snapback.
I ain't talking about that. Man, you need
leg
to get
swag.
Saved with the amazing grace. Saved with the amazing grace.
kinda lacking. See, I'm trying to save your lives, and I mean that with a passion. My flow is understandable, the devil cannot handle it. And I keep God in the mix, so you should know by now I represent fresher than a peppermint. Messenger, I'm heaven sent. Christ rules everything, ain't worried about the president. But I thank God for blessing me on this earth as a resident. I'm doing this for him, so you know I'm going in. When I grab the mic, I go to work on it. And I got that light, I put the hurts on it. I hope you get it, but if you didn't, I'm speaking lyrically so you can feel me spiritually while I'm spitting. Man, you need to get swag. Look at my clothes and look at the snapback. I ain't talking about that, man. You need to get saved with amazing grace. Flow is sick like rabies, definite church with swagging. No, that's not a maybe. I be talking to God, so some people call me crazy. I just tell them that his grace and mercy saved me. Believe that. Got his light shining through me, you can see that. All the baggage that you have, you can leave that at the door, and don't look back. And you can pick your pants up, cause that ain't swag. Now get saved with amazing grace. Hey, saved with amazing grace. Yeah, saved with amazing grace. Hey, you wouldn't make it far if it wasn't for God's grace.
I can't be who you want me to be. I can't live up to your fantasy. It's my life I live, it's Christ in me. I do what I do for only one to see.
All the money in the world, it can't give you joy. Nah, to all the men, women, little girls and little boys. Yeah, I got one question. What do you live for? I don't know. To get a dime, stacks, racks on racks, but there's more in store. Yeah, I ain't talking about Walmart. Nah, man, I'm talking about the Lord. Yeah, if it ain't for him, then you're wasting your life and you might be bored.
Yeah,
and I'll press record. What do you see? You see life ain't real on reality TV.
Open your eyes.
I need money, I need tattoos, yeah. Need a red bone, big house too, yeah. I need Jordans, I need muscles, yeah. Need a Maybach, gotta hustle. She needs money, she needs tattoos, yeah. Need a thug, big house too,
yeah.
Pretty in the face, thick in the waist. Need all of these, just a please who. But it would never please you,
nah.
Just because it's not enough,
nope.
We try to impress everyone just so we can live it up, huh. Then life gets tough. And you wonder why? Cause you're living for yourself instead of living for the one on the cross that died. But did it cross your mind? You're unsatisfied. You don't like that long thin road, you want that short and wide. But the world lies, your desire ends. You'll be dead in sin, you'll never live again.
Open your eyes, see that I'm not so blind.
I can't be your fantasy.
I can't be your fantasy.
Speed it up now.
I
I'm about to take it over.
Got a vocation and I call rapping a grind time. See, I'm working all of the time. Generational people to reach around my time. My command at this mic is mine. I perform with a passion, my aim is to please God. Put my major up on the line. Ain't even coherent, ain't even the same song. Rest the love that I give God. I share with the audience everything that I got. I'm a professional MC all the time. All the time. See, I invented these lines. Whenever I'm thinking this over, it's almost like I am preventing a crime. Yes, I am a rapper. Rapper. Faith is my idol, but if you wanna call me a Christian rapper, I'll use that title, and that'll be the highest honor. To the Father, I am co-signed. I am working in His honor, and now it's showtime.
Back in the house for more Manic Monday Gospel, and we have the guest of the hour in the house. King David the Vessel is here with us, and we're going to pull him into the studio right now. How are you doing tonight, sir?
I'm fantastic. How you feel?
I feel good. I'm blessed. I'm happy that the storm is over. I was so nervous about not being able to do the show because we had like wind, lightning, thunder, and hail. We had a little storm at all. Right. So, is everything going okay with you?
Everything is great. I can't complain one bit right now.
Okay, well, I just want you to give our audience just a little briefing of who you are and where you're from.
All right. Again, my name is King David the Vessel. Born, raised, and bred, Chicago, South Side. So currently here and there, been other places, but always call Chicago home. So that's where I'm at right now.
Chi-town. You know, I get so many artists from the Chi. Like, the Chi should just turn like, this whole state over to music.
Yeah, a lot of guys like, busy out here.
Yeah, like I got people, North Pole. I got all kind of people going on in the Chi. So big shout out to the Chi for bringing me all of these great artists. And now I want to tell you about your music now because I did get a chance to listen to the music. Now, I had a favorite before I got another song in my email, and now I'm confused. I had everything together. And now I'm confused. So I'm going to let the audience pick their favorite, but I don't know. Like, I was pulling one way for Lonely People, and then I got Surrender, and I was like, I don't know now.
That's a good dilemma to have.
To start with gospel, hip hop.
Well, you know, I was born mid '70s and grew up in the '80s, where a lot of the I guess more the foundational general hip hop acts were coming out. Grew up in the church and all of that, but. I used to sneak and watch Yo MTV Raps and, Ed Lover and Dr. Dre and Fab Five Freddy and all those guys, and then Rap City when that came out. So, while church was a thing, I was more, I was chasing after like the Eric B and the Rakims and the Big Daddy Kanes and, the Lord Finesses. And, that's kind of what I grew up listening to. So, but I actually started rapping in church. It was the first time that I did it, I wanted to put some things together. And after that, kind of fell into some other things and started rapping secularly. I've been doing it for 20 plus years. And that sounds like a lot. I'm not that old, but still. 20 plus years of just being around music, period. But rap music in particular. So,
yeah. Well, I'm feeling it, every bit of it. It's hot music, and I would play it. It didn't matter what show was going on.
Oh, that's right. That's a blessing.
Yeah, it's really good. So, what are you looking to do? With the music, where do you want the music to go?
I don't have like a Grammy platinum plaque type of goal. You know what I mean? I want the music to go as far as the need for it is. You know what I mean? So I praise God for the songs and the material that He gives me because, I pray and I'm sure you'd be able to tell me better than I would probably be able to tell myself, but I pray that the music is in box. I want it to be able to get to some of everybody, regardless of where they are, state, condition, where they are in life, so on and so forth. So really that's my goal. I want as many people to be able to be fed by it. So whatever that outlet is and however that's presented, that's what I want. I want God to be pleased and I want the people to be blessed. So I don't, there's no limit on it, put it that way.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Because I always want to know where, because we always have like so many things going on and we always get like emails for people looking for people to do different things, events or whatnot, all types of things, charities and all of that. So I was just wondering, like, where were you trying to go as far as, the music and the people or whatnot. We're going to continue to play it here for as long as I'm doing Gospel Manic Monday. I like the music. I think you're a great, talented artist, and I wish the best for you.
I appreciate that. I'm mobile too. We go on, to a number of different places. So we're not just Chicago in terms of ministry. So, we try to get out and about too. So.
Awesome. Now, are you a part of like a big group of people as far as, hip hop artist?
You know, I think like every city like has a scene, you know, and I guess for, you know, name recognition purposes or whatever, just even on the reputation side, you know, Chicago, as you pointed out earlier, you know, we kind of have a scene as well, as far as like, you know, Christian rap artists and a lot of, you know, both male and females that do music here. You know, Chicago has the House, which is a, you know, like a Christian hip hop church. Pastor Phil Jackson, shout out to everybody over there. You know, so a number of different things out here and a number of different artists doing some different things out this way. So not necessarily a part of a group, but in terms of just, you know, like a family type of a situation where guys kind of all know each other and know of each other and kind of, you know, keep tabs on what everybody's doing. That, you know, that's probably a little bit more accurate.
Okay. Okay. It's probably like a lot more networking on that end.
Right.
Okay. Well, that's what's up. Now, I don't know which song that you want to get into first, but, you know, like I said, I have Lonely People and I have Surrender, and I love them both, so I don't want to choose. Which
no,
one would you like to
get
into first?
You know what? You can go ahead and drop Lonely People first. That's fine.
Yeah, because I like to sing this little song. Okay, cool. We're going to play Lonely People, you guys. This is King David the Vessel featuring Brother. You guys have to go and get this wherever you can get it. And he's going to give you all of that information in just a minute. So you guys listen to this song. It's really, really hot.
Where do they all come from? Just foes, open arms, just close. Rejected, opposed, afraid to stay, but to stay in it just froze. Closed fists, sharp words, words seen, cause they hard heard. Untrusting, unloving, wanna bless me, you must want something. Entrapped, imprisoned, hate their relations, the reason for living. Dismissive, they don't get it, controlling friendships, hoping no one notices it. No peace, stay bothered, stay messed up, but won't pray harder. There's healing, don't stay scarred up, or a deadbeat child that don't know they father. No, 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 you don't have to be alone.
What up, man?
Come on, three, stay
alone.
No, 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 this shouldn't have to be alone.
Know you're feeling isolated, starting to lose hope in this isolation. Others grabbing hold to this life, embracing Christ paid the price for the life you're wasting. You're the light to enlighten the nation, due to separation, the light is faded. Tears of Christ in your life sedated, the lonely remain lost and the life negated. It's like something in your life is faded, you to fall off course to the life you traded. You ain't turned back to the life you hated, lost your life for Christ,
for your life you gained it.
See the world for the lonely people, not a man or a girl can avoid the people. As a salt of the world can avoid the people, as a salt we preserve, he appoints the people. You gotta know what you hold is lethal, not so, just told the people. But in order to tell, gotta engage and go out and dwell. Tell them people they ain't know about themselves. No, Christ came and Christ died, but Christ rise. And Christ gained your sight, main, and right mind. Let them know they're chosen people with a friend in Christ. You ain't lonely people.
Yeah, no, 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 no. You don't have to be alone. Come on. No. No, 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 they shouldn't have to be alone.
Breathe, you need to be touched. The point of contact is Jesus and us. Lies we combat, this freedom of us. Jesus ain't leaving us, he's leaving with us.
Hope you believe it enough to stop lashing out, go on easing it up. Start acting out your belief in his love.
His
give
love.
Those let down a reason to trust.
Goodbye, loneliness.
Bye. Move out, get your own address.
You don't need a want to stress.
No. Says the God that really wants you blessed.
Stay to see.
Before you say to stay for me, think of me.
A 10 degree. He'll break you free.
Come on.
Yeah. No, no, no. You don't have to be alone.
No, 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 no. This shouldn't have to be alone.
You don't have to be alone.
No.
guys. We're back in the house for more Manic Monday Gospel, and we have King David the Vessel with us. And that was Lonely People, featuring Brother. That's a hot track.
Oh, man, praise God. I love listening to it, you know.
Well, you know, the funny thing is when I downloaded it, I you know, put it on and listened to it, you know. Then I didn't realize that it had played like 6-7 times. You know, because I'm online, I'm doing other stuff, but I'm singing it. I'm like, wait a minute, this song is extra long. So it has played over like 7 times. So that's when I know I'm really feeling the artist, when I can just listen to it like that. Yeah, it's really so, since we're all lonely, are a lot of lonely people out there that are looking for some type of love or some type of relationship. What advice would you have for them that probably the best relationship they're going to get? Like, how would you connect them? Because I have this one friend, like, he's borderline, I don't know what you call him, because he believes certain things as far as a higher power. But at some point, I can't just get him to understand.
Right,
you know,
right.
You have people that just can't get to understand. But I was just wondering, like, for a person that's looking, because that's all most people are doing, looking for love and looking for somebody to care. And I would have to say that, you know, God the Father is probably the best love you're going to get.
That's
you know,
right.
Even though it may seem far, far away, it's really, really close.
Yeah.
So, what advice would you, how would you tell them to get started? What advice would you give for a lonely person right about now?
Sometimes one of the most difficult things to get people to understand is how loved by God that they actually are. And one of the reasons that is because, you know, people have let them down. People have burned them. People have broken promises. People have talked about them behind their back. People have disappointed them, you know, pretty much just kind of failed them. And so that desire to love and that desire to trust and all of that stuff kind of goes out of the window, because we go into defense mode and we say, well, you know, I'm not going to let anybody into space anymore. I'm not going to let another person do what the last person did to me. And we tend to throw God in that box as well. But it's important to understand that unless we know God, unless we get to know him, unless we get to know him through Jesus, then we don't know ourselves, and we don't know what we should have and what we should entertain and what we should push to the side, what we shouldn't deal with, what we don't have to deal with. And it's very important that if we want to find ourselves, if we want to discover us, if we want to come in contact with the us that we were created to be, the person that has the ability to get rid of the baggage and be whole and not walk around hurting, to have a broken heart fixed and repaired, then, you know, we have to let it go. And we have to let God into that space. A lot of times it's very easy for us to want to give God our tragedies, you know, our burdens and things of that nature, but we don't look at our inability or our lack of a desire to trust other people as a tragedy. And it is, you know, because we miss out on so much about life and living. You know, bitter people are not better people. You know, they're just they're people that are hurting and aren't looking to be healed. And there's healing available in Jesus. And it's just something that we have to impress upon people. We have to be very wise and very consistent, because one of the biggest issues that people in general have is the lack of consistency of people that, you know, say that they know the Lord, say that they love the Lord, because unfortunately we've gotten a bad reputation for very, very, very quickly writing people off and treating them like they've been treated already. And that's certainly not, you know, what God would have us to do. So, you know, we have to be very consistent, very deliberate in our love. We have to be determined to love no matter what, because it's those type of things that people remember. They'll try their hardest to gut us, to talk about us, you know, curse us out, whatever. But at the end of the day, if we've stayed the course, responded the right way, prayed for them or what have you, it's in those moments, those people that come back and say, you know what, you know, out of all of the different people that said they did this and said they were this and that, I remember you. I remember your example. You loved me. You were kind to me. You were courteous to me, regardless. And it's something that I've had happen personally. So I know that it does work. But, you know, it's up to us to be consistent and to show people what it is that we're telling them about, because words without lives to back them up, you know, are just words.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I don't know, like, as far as church goes, I don't really go to church. I don't go to meetings anymore. I guess you could use me as an example as being hurt by certain people, and it was never about the people. But I remember as a teen, they kicked me out of the choir because I was expecting. That was like a first one blow. Then after that, after I had, you know, gotten older, because I got saved when I was 11 years old, and then I kind of like drifted away after that. I kind of got my feelings hurt. I kind of drifted away, and then as I got older, I tried to go back, and I remember it good. I went and to the church, but I wasn't going to just join that church, but I was going to it, you know what I mean? But I didn't just actually join. And they wanted me to sing and help with the choir. And I had spoke with the minister, like, you know, would it be okay me helping with the choir? You know what I'm saying? And me not be a member? He's like, oh, no, it's no problem. You know, let God use you, this and that. I was like, okay, cool. So I began to sing in the choir. But his wife, one Sunday, pulled me to the side, like, well, pastor and I, you know, we don't really feel like, you know, you should be singing in the choir and you're not a member. And this, I was like, hold on, wait a minute. We already had this discussion. He told me it was fine. So kind of let me know that she hadn't spoke to him about it. This was something she was feeling. And that was another. So I never went back after that. I never went to another church as far as going, because I just, you know, I just can't deal with the people. But I have a relationship. You know what I mean? I do have a relationship with God. It's just, I just don't go to the meetings anymore.
Well, let me say, go ahead.
No, I'm listening.
Oh, okay. No, I was just, let me say this to you first and foremost. Thank you for sharing that, because you didn't have to. Just being open and honest and transparent is very important if we're going to, be ill, you know, if we're going to be better, if we're going to move forward. One of the things, because there's a lot of people out there that, and I'm sure you've come in contact with them, that share similar feelings and similar experiences to the ones that you just made mention of. One of the things about relationship with Jesus is that while he is everywhere that we are, because he's inside of us, there's also an importance that he holds with regards to us congregating and being around other people that are trying to live the same type of lives that we are. There's an accountability, there's an encouragement, there's a structure, and it's important to have other people around us that hear from God the things that we might not be in a position to hear from God in regards to us, so that we don't miss out on it. You know, the way that the church is supposed to work, and I know that we've gotten away from this generally, but the way that the church is supposed to work is that everybody in there, the Bible says, let every man seek another man's wealth. So if I'm looking out for somebody else, then that means that somebody else is looking out for me. The church was designed to have that family structure so that everybody could grow together and get to where God was trying to take them, both individually and then on a corporate church level. But unfortunately, we got away from that, and our opinions got in the way, and, you know, we stopped letting God wash us in his word and get our hearts right. So then we started looking at people in the church the same way that we were looking at people on the streets. And God has a major problem with that. He has a major problem with that, because just like you made mention of, there's tons of people that have come in contact with the same situation that you did. And God doesn't want folks driven away. We're supposed to embrace. The Bible says that, you know, individuals, paraphrasing, people that know that we're Christians by our love, by the love that we have for each other. And if we're biting each other, if we're cutting each other, if we're you know, coming against each other, then how is that something that somebody else is going to want to be a part of? So, but I said all that to say this, that while there is no perfect church, there is a church that's perfect for you. You know, the individual, your needs, what it is that God wants to do with your life, where he's trying to take you. There's a ministry out there for you. There's a man of God. There's a woman there that have been set up in leadership to help you get from where you are to where God wants to take you. And sometimes we get discouraged and we just stop looking. And while it's not our fault, what happened and what the people did, what becomes our issue is how we respond to it. And so while just like God has a problem with what was said and what was done and how it was carried out, after a while, we don't step up and reassess. And like you said earlier, it's not about the people. Then it becomes an issue where now we're at fault for not trying again, not giving God another chance, not putting our best foot forward in terms of seeking him. So, you know, I encourage you, along with anybody else, again, there is no perfect church, but there is a church that is perfect for you, for where you are and for where God is trying to take you.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm not saying that I won't ever go back to one, but I go to them every now and then for little things that I want to go to. But just, I live across the street from a church. I sit in my doorway and I listen on Sundays. I listen to the choir, I listen to the drummer. I can hear some of the preaching. I can't hear it all, but I can hear a little bit of it. So I sit in my doorway and I listen. But the funny thing about that is, every Sunday, they watch me sit in this door. No one has ever came and invited me to the church.
Oh, Lord, don't tell me that. Okay.
I thought that was just like the craziest thing. They have never. Every Sunday, I sit here and watch them come and leave. Nobody ever comes and says, "Do you have a church home? Are you saved? Do you know Christ? Period. At all."
Well, maybe they think there's something wrong with you or something. Maybe, you know, maybe you're the spooky lady that sits across the street and just listens to church. Who knows? But that's wrong. Across the board, that's wrong. Easier is it if you know that you got somebody that's interested, not just once or twice, but you say every Sunday. You sitting out there, you're paying attention to what's going on outside, and nobody's coming to say, hey, you don't have to stay on the outside. Come in and make yourself comfortable. That's an issue. That's a problem.
Right.
That's a problem.
Right. Yeah. But then, you know, I don't have to sit here either. I could take my butt over there and just go on in the door. You know what I'm saying?
True. So,
but, you know, I think when God is ready, he always does it. You know, he'll take me wherever I am and just do whatever. But, you know, I am a vessel, believe it or not, however people feel about me from what they may see or something I may say or do or whatever. I am strong in my faith when it comes to my maker. So that being said, you know, I am truly genuine in doing these shows. And I hope people take it seriously because it's something that I felt it was a need to do. And people need to hear as well as all of that other stuff they're hearing that's poisoning them. They need to hear what's right to do.
Yeah, yeah. And need to know that it's you know, it's not just comparable to what else is out there, but that on a lot of levels is better. And that's why it's incumbent upon anybody that has a music ministry or anybody that's an artist, to one, make sure that God calls you to do this, and then two, to be excellent with it. You know, there's no shortage of creativity when it comes to the kingdom. If we're serving the creator, surely God can give us something that's, you know, better than what's out there. But, you know, we can't settle because, like you said, you're measuring what God is offering up against, you know, what the world is offering. And so, you know, we got to come hard or not at all, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, what should we expect new from you?
Well, you know, right now you're getting songs off of the mixtape. It's a free mixtape. I put it out on Valentine's Day. And so we've been pushing and promoting that. We've been getting some good feedback. And, you know, the Lord has been opening doors like this one tonight, which is greatly appreciated. Shout out to One God, One Army Distribution, who've been doing a fantastic job and just getting the music out there to everybody.
Yeah.
But I'm actually working on a follow-up to this mixtape, Love Letters to the Lost. I'm working on a follow-up to that right now, and it's going to be released during the summer. A couple of events, coming up. I'll be in Detroit on April the 13th at Peaceful Poetic Place. And then and on the 19th of April, I'll be in Indianapolis at an event at IUPUI. So got those things going on. And like I said, the summertime we'll present some new music and we'll put some stuff out in the interim. Again, more free music because you know the gospel is free. Don't get me wrong. If you're good at it, you should be compensated. However, I'll pay the price in terms of whatever it is that I got to go through to make sure that what I give to the people or what God downloads to me for the people is what it needs to be. So, but, you know, there's more, more free music to come and, hopefully just some greater and grander opportunities to share what it is that God has given us. So.
Absolutely. Now, we're going to play Surrender right now. And you guys, we'll be back with more Manic Monday Gospel and King David the Vessel. You guys hang on to it.
Sometimes it's hard to breathe, hard to see. The change I claim I need starts with me. My parts are weak, need a strength not mine. Forget my ride, Lord Jesus, pimp my mind. Strip my pride, and if I mind, kindly remind me you'll resist my tries. If you don't take it, then I won't make it. So I yield to you, cause I know you won't let me go naked. I'm so chasing, but can use a little more patience. Still no wasting time, I got my mind on your fragrance. And what you show, David, it's not about me. Look to you when others have forgot about me. They don't have to remember, but I've got to be tender hearted and factually centered. Don't want my path reconsidered. I'm glad we can get up. Anything you want of me, just ask me. I give up, I'm all yours. Now I know what my worth is through my worship. Married to you, Lord, the things that I can't flirt with. Hold my heart, can't let it be swept away. The goals I have are better today than yesterday, despite the test today. Every day, learning to you in every way. If I make you grieve, you don't make me leave, you let me stay. That's love, no strings, you're committed, no flings. I've learned to meditate on you, no need to blow steam. Or get ticked off, curse out, and throw things. I got a peace I never had before, so sweet. And even though I go through, it's so brief. Compared to eternity without you, more grief. Smile through the trials, now can even show teeth. Won't just wade in the water, Lord, I go deep. Temporary, not my home. The game, fame, fortune, not my goal. Being first is worth being last, but not my soul. Patience works perfect, not too slow. My heart is in your hands, I'm not too old. Been lost on this journey, Jacques Cousteau. Now following your lead, I'll stop you, go, come on.
definitely does not. You know how the old people say, when you moan, the devil don't know what you're talking about. Wow. That's one of my moaning songs. You don't know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. You are definitely in rotation, sir.
Oh, praise God. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So tell everybody how they can find you on Twitter and anything you want to throw out there or push, promote. Now is the time to do so.
Cool. I appreciate that. Just real quick before I push and promote myself, I just want to shout out to a couple of people. If anybody is out there listening in Alabama, big ups Alabama State in Montgomery, where I was at back in the 90s. And then I want to shout out my people out there in Birmingham, Pastor Doug Taylor over at Rebirth Christian Fellowship, and everybody over there, and my homegirl Erica B., who is the CEO of Prophetic Airbrush Design. So just some good people to get at in the Alabama area. And also I just want to shout out like a lot of the production team that worked on this mixtape, of people that donated music because I told them what I was doing with it. It's an outreach, you know, in reach type deal. So I want to just send a shout out to Octavia Harris, Beats by Octavia. You guys check her out. You can follow her on Twitter at Octavia Harris or Beats by Octavia. Air Beats, my man Zeke with CM, Change the World Music Team, Sam Ock, a whole bunch of people that you can look for on Twitter and check them out. Also, Brother 3 is the guy, my brother that was on Lonely People with me. Shout out to him. He's got a great track out called Smile right now that's available. Free download on some sites, so check that out. And then, you know, just big ups to, you know, everybody here, my wife, my son, my church family, everybody here in Chicago for the support. And then you guys can grab me or catch me on Twitter at YieldedMan, YieldedMan. And check me out on Facebook /Rhymes, RHYMZ, and Worship. Let's connect.
Awesome. That sounds like a deal to me. I just want to say to you, thank you so very much for taking out your time to come here and be a part of the Live by Terrence experience on Manic Monday Gospel. And I want to salute you in this music. It's definitely in rotation, and we're going to push and promote as much as we can for you. And when you get something new, shoot it to me so I can get it on, because I'm waiting.
I certainly will. You'll definitely be hearing some more from me, and I appreciate you and Live by Terrence and One God, One Army Distribution, and just, you know, all of you guys. I mean, you guys make an unbelievable difference, and I hope you realize that.
Thank you so much. And you guys, we're going to get into some of this Genesis right now. I Am Legacy, featuring Seven and Silas, I think that is. And we're going to get into it right now. And you guys hang on tight. We have more Manic Monday Gospel.
See, I came in the game with the aim to bang. Legendary status mine, I can shine and reign, man. My lifetime is mine to tame. Rhymes insane, rock with the calling, keep the fame, yep. And they not gonna stop me now. Watch me now, the devil better pop me now. That's right, cause when I drop the cross in sight, bow or fight, these punks better just take flight. I'm ready, I am legend, I am legacy. I'm the original, who Smith better credit me. The devil's trying, but he ain't gonna better me. Only way to shut me up is go and put that lead in me. But that won't work, cause I'm something like a seed. Put me in the ground and I'll sprout a rose and weeds. The fragrance of my sacred man is seeped out from the grave. How can you stop a gospel that can rise within 3 days?
I'm gonna run my race, there ain't stopping me. I'm holding my ground, cause I am legacy. Call it what you want, y'all can hate on me. I ride for the king, cause I am legacy.
I ain't double-minded, I know what I'm here for. We on every corner of the hood like a beer store.
store. My tattoo tears pour for the cities on tears or my release in real war. I'm trying to show him the way like a clear door. I feel like if you've ever tasted him and you have seen that he is faithful when you chasing sin and you don't demonstrate the same love and grace to me, you are not only a hater, you're a waste of skin. You might as well call it pride, cause well, I'll prevail and I would rather die than fail. The lazy man's cries as hell. I'm a grinder, I ride the rail. Send the flood, I'll just ride a whale. I'm a tyrant, eyes of a giant, and I wanna fly. I don't try, I triumph. 7 B's going so hard, so heavily. He'll be in his 70s, still building a legacy.
I'm gonna run my race, there ain't stopping me. I'm holding my ground, cause I am legacy.
Everybody got opinions, stuck in their traditions, while the enemy's sending out his minions. But we can't touch base, cause I'm high on his grace. If I'm only warming pews, dude, I'm out of place. And you're on second base with your eyes to the floor. It's easy to be a soldier when there ain't no war. It's time that we restore courage to a heart that's flawed. So when the world looks in, they know who we be standing for. Because he took me out of therapy to make war with the enemy. The remedy's my tendency to know that I am legacy. And I ain't caring, see, if them devils testing me. Cause I'll be entertaining angels in the heavenlies. My destiny that I ride for the cross. Commission squad, and we down to die for the boss. Better run your race, cause you're running out of time. Or your legacy will be a lot of devil undermined.
I'm gonna run my race, there ain't stopping me. I'm holding my ground, cause I am legacy. Call it what you want, y'all can hate on me. I ride for the king, cause I am legacy.
Follows the day. I feel lost like leaves, I ain't blow away. Seeing this is my house every day like a mailman. I guess I was a real man. I'd do anything to say it's at your presence. I thank you for the gift today, I'm grateful for all this presence. Secret place, can I come and visit you? It's only suitable, I'm humble when approaching you. Sometimes I let you down, I don't really mean to. The ripping up the veil, guess it was for me too. The father, same things to God that you wouldn't even bother. To say for yourself like you need the help. We're laying part of the way to your glory.
Yeah.
desire.
Let me in.
We desire to come into your glory right now, God.
Just
a mercy seat.
To wrap up another episode of Manic Monday Gospel, and I wanted to send a big shout out and thank you to King David the Vessel for coming out to hang out with us. And over on Twitter at One God at One Army for sending me these great artists over here to help be exposed to the public. So I really want to shout them out, and I really appreciate them for passing this good music on to the Live by Terrence show and Manic Monday. And we are going to continue to play this good music. And I hope that we're not just playing it. I hope that somebody hears something and maybe changes something in their life, or maybe, you know, consider making some positive changes and heading in the right direction as far as faith is concerned, because I don't know, I think the world is lacking a whole lot of faith, and that's basically all that we need. If we can walk by faith, I think we will be all right. It's hard to do. It's not an easy task when the flesh wants what it wants, and it's hard to kind of get your spirit man in God, you know, and so I don't know, I just hope that by me doing this show that we can touch somebody and reach somebody somewhere that is in need of healing. And this music, I hope, can bring some joy into your life and help you make the right choices and decisions. And it's always good to pray. If you've never done it before, it's really easy. You know, just get on your knees and start talking. And he'll take it over from there. That's what he's always done for me. So I just want to encourage everybody, and you know, it's Monday, and I hope you have a great week. Stress-free. We're going to try to stay that way around here. And, you know, you can check us out every day of the week now. We're broadcasting Monday through Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And 7 Central Standard Time for those in this area that are an hour behind us. And on Friday mornings, I do Grown Folks Business from 10 until 12 noon. So you may want to check that out, and we get into some deep grown folks topics over there. So make sure you check us out on Friday mornings. And on Saturday and Sunday, Saturdays is with DJ Ice Mike. He was here earlier in the studio with me. You guys make sure you check him out every Saturday, 357 Zone, from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 7 to 9 Central Standard Time. So lock him in. And on Sundays, the Ruler T is in here sometimes, and sometimes we swap it up. So Sundays are kind of up in the air, but mostly 8 to 10 p.m., so you guys make sure you check us out. You can follow me over on Twitter. I never give y'all my Twitter. But you can follow me over on Twitter at Tweety Bird, and it's a Y, not an I, at 334. So at Tweety Bird, Y, no I, 334. And at Live by Terrence, you can go over and follow him there. And at Ice Mike, and you spell, let's see, let me get it right. The mic is with K, I think. I don't want to tell no stories here. I think it's with a K instead of a C, yeah. But anyway, I'll be tweeting all that information out to you guys so you can follow everybody over here on the Live by Terrence staff. And it's a must that you do that. We're getting into some new things over here and trying out some new shows. So there's a lot of open slots for people who are serious about their craft and really want to get promoted and pushed. We're going to be doing that for you if you are serious, because I'm really getting tired of, you know, these iffy artists that don't really know what they want to do with themselves or their music for that matter. And it's just important that you have your business together, and it's just a good look for you and everybody that's associated with you. So have your business in order when you come to a place to be exposed. It's very important. And I guess that's it for 3B. Shout out to The Hype Magazine, who's always supporting us. You guys go over and follow them on Twitter, at The Hype Magazine. And they have some new things going on over there, too. So you guys really need to get over there and check them out. Serious inquiries only. They don't play, you know, about them interviews and stuff. You got to have your business together when you go. But they are, they don't charge. They don't charge not one person for any of those interviews that you see over there or any of those articles that you see on the Hype Magazine. They don't charge for that, but they want you to be serious and they want you to be on your stuff. So make sure you have your stuff in order when you go to them. I'm tweeting out information about how you can get to them and all of that. So just follow us and make sure that you keep us locked in over here on the Live by Terrence Show, Blog Talk Radio, Shouts Out to You Too. And we're going to get into some of this Champion by B-Boy for Christ on the way out of the door. And you guys have a good, good week. And I will see you on Friday morning for Grown Folks Business. And I'm out of the door.
Later. Company Rhyme Crew. For my champions out there, stay on the rampage. You wanna learn how to fight them? Open up that good book. Check out Psalm 144 verse 1, where David said, check it. Blessed be my strength from the Lord, teaches my fingers to fight and my hands to war. Therefore, Satan can't bother me no more. Can't get in my house, banging on my back door. I got a flea shot and five rocks. Gotta knock Satan right out of his socks. The fresh one abides with me, I kill it every morning. Sin gets rejected like Alonzo Mourning. Radio trying to pump the lies in me. But the helmet of salvation protects my dull peace. I got my feet shy with the preparation to peace, so I can be swift. Satan, you hearing me? I got my shield of the faith, my sword of the spirit. Got him running scared, though he'll never admit it, cause I never back down, never face defeat. My faith too strong to even think to retreat. I got the victory, though the fight ain't finished. Stomp on the devil like Cain in Menace. Yeah, I'm a champ, not a chump, that's word to my apostle. Ready for the fight, rumble, young man, rumble. Yeah, I may stumble, never fall to my knees, unless I'm praying to Jesus. And he told me I was more than a conqueror. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Jericho, God's track record looks something like a merry-go. Cycle get repeated while opponents get defeated. Enemy is retreating, victory is completed. I say it because I mean it, live it because I've seen it. Opposition to me, I watch God get in between it. And throw the kind of punches that I have, Floyd leaning on the ropes.
begging for the bell to start ringing. When the pressure start building, like when kettles start steaming, that's when I call the all-star team in. Father, Son, Spirit, triune being, and you can find them in any place I be in. Pause, reflect for a moment, especially if you opponent of his will in my life. You might catch a right, like overdue bills that'll turn off your lights. And silence all doubt, like we turned off the mic. And when it's over, no question about who won the fight. Now what side you on? The world's a Christ.
Listen up, this Young Nine from Team Rock with me. Forget about Twitter for a minute, I got a new tweet for you. And I'm talking about Tweety B, Manic Mondays from 8 to 10. Tune in. Pound. Swag.